CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Now back to Fire It Up with CJ. Be a force for good. And fire it up with CJ. Log on, fireitupwithcj.com. And call CJ now.
248-545-7685.
Believe. On CBS Radio's The Sky. Sky.
Welcome back to CBS Sky Radio. Fire It Up with CJ is now available on iTunes. So this show and all her previous shows, you can go to iTunes and do a search, and you can download them for free as always. I'm Cassandra from CBS Sky Radio. We're going to go right back to CJ and our guest, Karen Noe.
Thank you, Cassandra. So welcome back, everybody. We're talking about how you can live life with no regrets. And one of the ways that you can do that is basically writing letters of love and letters of forgiveness, and making sure that you treat each other and treat even yourself with respect. These are things that our guest Karen Noe found out through being a medium, that these are the things people usually regret when they die that they haven't done. So welcome back, Karen.
Hi there.
So tell us about, you were talking a little bit about some of the benefits, how this one gal had accomplished in a short period of time what would have taken her years to accomplish in therapy, someone else who was able to forgive her mom for a period where she was holding a grudge for a long time. Mm-hmm. What are some other ways that it's helped you in writing these letters?
It helped me so many ways. One example is my mom. I wrote her, I was very lucky. I had a very loving, positive mom. She raised me and my sister basically by herself. I always knew I was loved. And I wrote her a letter of love and a little bit of regrets on my point, you know, on my part, saying that I should have visited her more often, but I lived a few hours away. And to make a long story short, my mother loved that letter. She just loved it. Now, if we fast forward a few years later, she came down with cancer. And so I went to visit her. She was in hospice. Her hospital bed was in the middle of her room. I went into her bedroom, and I saw the letter that I had written to her years earlier right on her desk. So I said, oh, my God, this is perfect. Everything I need to say to her is right here in this letter. Mm-hmm. So what I did is I took the letter, and I pulled a chair next to my mom's bed, and I read her the letter. And she was unconscious before. She was not aware, supposedly was not aware of what was going on. And as I was reading her the letter, she lifted her hand to her face, and a tear came down from her, you know, from her
eye. Oh, beautiful.
I know.
You're not supposed to make me cry.
I know. And I said, oh, my God, what? How lucky was I to have had that letter right there? I mean, everything I needed to say was right there. And the reason why I'm sharing this story, I'm not saying to wait till somebody dies to read them a letter telling them how much, you know, you love them. I'm telling you actually to say it before it's too late. Tell them how much you love them and why. And, you know, forgive them if they did something to you, or to ask their forgiveness if you did something to them. You know, and I was lucky enough to have had done this already. You know, how grateful I am. But it really was a wonderful experience for me. And I have a lot of stories like that. I wrote letters to my children. At the time, I was going through a divorce, and I tried to see through their eyes how that affected them. And they truly felt heard after I wrote the letter, trying to see, oh, yes, I never intended to hurt you, but I did nonetheless. You know, I'm trying to see through their eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, our relationship got stronger because of that.
Mm-hmm.
So those those type of things. I really,
beautiful,
it's very
stories.
Beneficial.
Mm. Yeah, beautiful stories. Hit me right in the heart. I'm a boss. Okay.
Yeah,
here's
but
the question.
Really, the best part is, you know, and if somebody you know is unconscious, I assume they hear you, because with that reaction, I know my mom heard you. So if you have someone who happens to be dying, or talk to them and tell them everything you need to say to them and why you love them and whatever, they will hear you.
I love that. All right, so tell us about what I thought was so interesting. And it seems like, shouldn't you be able to just know how to write a love letter or forgiveness? But what are some of the kind of guidelines that you have?
Yes, well, you should know how to. But a lot of times as we were going through this group, sometimes they got off to a negative. There shouldn't be anything negative other than apologies. Like, you shouldn't say, you did this to me and this. It has to be very positive. Okay, sometimes, like I said, easier said than done. So it's like when writing a letter to forgive someone else, you want to include everything you love or appreciate about the person, even if it's something minor. Mm-hmm. So you want to say something like that, and you want to make sure you don't want to attack.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the recipient will only be responsive if they feel safe
mm-hmm.
and not judged.
Okay.
You want to conclude the letter on a positive note, and then you decide whether or not you want to mail it. You don't have to. But you will let that go. The subconscious of the other person will feel that on some level, but the best results would be if you did mail it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then you had said before that in the forgiveness letter, you want to talk about a little bit of how it affected you. But isn't that getting kind of negative, or how do you approach that and not in a positive way?
How it affected you as well. When you're trying to forgive someone else, you try to say yes. Sometimes you have to do it in a loving, positive way. You could say, this is how I felt, although maybe your intentions weren't to do that, but this is how I felt. So you have to be kind of kind. So you have to remember their reaction to this as well. You're trying to forgive them to make peace with each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I said, again, it's easier said than done sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Well, because I think it says, start off a letter of gratitude, be kind to yourself, and give details from your point of view as to why you acted in a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's the hardest part, to be kind. Because, you know, if you still have stuff that's unresolved, it may not come out so kind.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I had written a letter to someone who did something to me as well, and it was very difficult trying to see my point. Like, I really didn't see that I did anything negative. That's not the typical case. A lot of times in a divorce, for example, I wrote a letter to my ex-husband, and of course I saw my part in it. I was able to understand through his point of view what happened. It wasn't either of us. Neither of us were wrong. We were just both very different from each other. And that's what happened, and I was trying to understand through his point of view how I affected him as well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know?
Okay, got it. I see. So it's you taking accountability for your part in the interaction. It's
absolutely.
Not like you did all these things to me, and this is my letter of forgiving you. It's not like that kind of energy.
It's not that way at all. It's trying to make peace so that you want to do it now before it's too late.
Yes, yes. And I think that there's so many ways in which we – because, you know, my brother had a problem with my dad, but I don't think he ever really resolved his angry feelings. And then mm-hmm. it kind of just is baggage that you carry around, I think, with you, and that you continue playing out in your life in other ways until you just acknowledge what it is and release it.
Yes.
So it's some of the letters for a gratitude letter. I love some of these ideas. How does this person make a difference in your life? What are some of the things you loved or admired about this person? Why are you thankful that this person is in your life? Greatest qualities that this person has?
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel when you're with this person? How has this person grown or changed for the better? Why are you proud of this person? If you wrote these things to every person you loved.
I wrote them to the ones closest in my life. And you want to hear the best part? I wrote letters to my children, my ex-husband, my mother, my sister, you know, those closest to me. And my daughter at the time, you know, as I said, we were going through a divorce. And before the letters, she was hurt. And our relationship changed, and we got closer again. And 2 months after the letters I wrote to her, she took the same concept of what I had done in the letters, and she took it a step further. What she did was she interviewed all those close in my life, my mother, my sister, my other children, my future daughter-in-law. She put together a DVD, and she asked them all why they love me and some memories that they have of me. Now, that was the best gift I ever received. It's amazing. And I even have my mom on there. She has since passed. And she comes on, she comes on the DVD and she says, "Hi, sweetheart. I love you so much. If I was there right now, I would give you a big hug. And I remember when you were born, you had a curl in the middle of your forehead." She just went on and on. I just watched that again last week. Incredible. I mean, so my daughter actually took that same concept and she took it a step further. I can't believe it. It was just amazing.
Well, I love the idea of it being by your mom's bedside or my friend and having those notes and her daughters reading those before mm-hmm. they eat morning breakfast or you watching the DVD. They're just little touch points because sometimes we forget how much we're loved.
Yes.
And I love the idea you talked about one of the most difficult letters to write was the one for yourself.
Mm-hmm. I barely hear you right now. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. In your book, you talk about one of the hardest letters to write was for yourself.
Yourself. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's the most important, because after we die, we go through a life review, as I said before, and it's at that time that we see the beautiful light that we are. We don't realize that until then. And we see how we didn't treat ourselves with the respect and love that we deserve. Mm-hmm. And what happens is, if you write yourself a letter, you could sit down and see how you can improve your own life, because nobody else is going to do it for you. So when you write the letter to yourself, you could say, I love you, and why? That was one of the hardest I wrote. I had to figure out, you know, I'm always wondering, you know, trying to do good for everyone else, and I always put myself last. Mm-hmm. And when I wrote this letter to myself, it changed my life, because I started sticking up for myself, saying no when I don't want to do something, and things like that.
Mm.
So that one might be the most beneficial of all.
Yeah, love mm-hmm. it. So, folks, get the book Through the Eyes of Another. There's a lot of wonderful stories that Karen shares with from her letter writing group, her personal experience, and it also has these wonderful guidelines, because sometimes it's hard to just figure out what letter to write and how to write it. So thank you for putting together this beautiful book with all these great ideas in it, Karen Noe. So thanks for being here, Karen.
Thank you.
So, folks, make sure to join us next week when we talk to Kent Smith, who works at NASA, and she's going to offer some ideas on how we can take some journeys that don't involve taking a space shuttle. And then we're going to be also talk to Eleuther Lish, who is a good friend of mine, who works with getting gangs off the street through Buddhism compassion. So, folks, join us next week, and thanks for everyone. Thanks again, Karen.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks.